Hey there, lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, we're going to be doing episode 3 of the 14-day blog monetization series. So, are you looking for ways to monetize your blog beyond ads and affiliate marketing? Offering services and coaching might just be the answer for you. In this episode, we're going to explore the different types of services that you can offer to monetize your blog, the pros and cons of offering services, and some tips for making them successful. So let's start with the basics. What types of services can you offer as a blogger? The possibilities are endless, but here are a few ideas to get you started. So number one is coaching. If you have expertise in a certain area, such as social media marketing or writing, or for example, business or whatever, you could offer coaching services to help others improve their skills. This could be done through one-on-one coaching sessions or group workshops. So I've helped ladies in the past start coaching businesses. One client that I have right now, she's doing finance coaching. She's starting that up. Another client that I used to have is helping people with toxic relationships. So she is a coach for people who have been in abusive relationships and they're on their healing journey, or they actually currently want to get out of their abusive relationship. So the possibilities are endless with coaching. If you have, you know, a need or like a passion or desire to help someone with a certain thing, you can offer coaching. And if you don't know what you could offer as a coach or what kind of coach you could become, then you can join the Blog Monetization Method program and we will build a customized plan for you to help you start your coaching business. And I will give you so many ideas. Like, people call me the wizard when it comes to coming up with offers that you could create. So number two is consulting. So similar to coaching, consulting services involve providing expert advice on a specific topic such as SEO or content marketing. This could also be done on a project by project basis or as ongoing support for a client. So consulting as in website design, or, you know, you can do SEO for people, you can write blog posts for people, you can create content plans for people. Literally, the possibilities are endless. So if you would like to, like, help somebody out with something, like, you know, build websites or create content plans for them or whatever it is, then you can join the Blog Monetization Method program again. Because I'm going to be showing you all the different services and how to actually, you know, become the website designer. So I'm not going to just show you how to, or like, you know, how to actually sell your website design services, because I'll totally show you how to actually sell it to people and get clients for your services. But I will also show you, like, how to become the website designer. Like, what do you need to become the website designer? You know what I mean? And this all goes within coaching. So it's you get custom coaching within the Blog Monetization Method program along with the course content. So I will be showing you how to do all of this, because I used to do all of these things for people as well. And I currently do these things for my own business. So another way you could offer a service is freelancing. So if you have skills such as writing, graphic design, or website development, you could offer these services as on a freelance basis to clients who need them. This could be done through sites like Upwork or building relationships with clients directly, which I will totally show you how to do in the Blog Monetization Method program. I will show you how to, build the relationships with your target audience and sell to them in the DMs. So, I mean, like, direct messages on Instagram or whatever. So, what are the pros and cons of offering services to monetize your blog? Let's take a look. So, the pros: additional revenue stream. Offering services can provide a steady stream of income beyond ads and affiliate marketing, which can be very unpredictable, especially as a new blogger. So if you have read articles about how to monetize your blog, I'm sure the option that you've seen was affiliate marketing, ads, and sponsored posts. You know, so if you have seen that and you just, you know, decided to just take the lazy way and just, you know, pop ads on your site or insert affiliate links within your blog post, you are missing out on so much money that you could be making right now instead of focusing on those aspects that are like literally not ever going to be making you money within years. Trust me, I've done this. If you don't have a significant blog traffic built up right now, and I mean significant, I mean like more than like 10,000 page views a month, then you're not going to be making a living from your blog, like ever. So until you have that significant blog traffic built up. So it's important to know that if you want to make money right now, you have to create digital products and services. You have to create your own offers if you want to make money. So keep that in mind. Flexibility. So depending on the type of services that you offer, you might be able to... My baby just closed out my notes. You may be able to work from anywhere and set your own schedule. So you want to have flexibility, right? Like if you have, you know, 5 clients, that's only 5 hours if you're a coach. 5 hours of work a week if you're a coach. And boom, you have enough money to stay at home, quit the 9-to-5, stay at home with your babies if you're a mom. And yeah, so another pro is building relationships. So working directly with clients can help you build strong relationships and establish yourself as an expert in your field. So I love, love, love working with my one-on-one clients because we build such great relationships. We have a true friendship. Of course, it is always like professional while we're coaching, but you know, they actually really become my friends no matter how old they are. Like they are awesome. I love my clients and it's so awesome to build those relationships. So some cons would be it's time consuming. Offering services can be very time consuming, especially if you're working with clients on a one-on-one basis. So I'm currently hustling my butt off right now and I'm working with 10 one-on-one clients and it's pretty overwhelming. It's very time consuming, but I'm making bank, right? So if you have the time, then definitely go for it. So another con would be client management. Dealing with clients can be so challenging at times, especially if expectations aren't clear from the start. So, you know, some clients are going to be very, very, like, they're going to be, you know, one personality. Another client's going to be a different personality. For example, I have a client who's very, very, very extremely needy. But, you know, that's okay. That's just who she is. She wants to, you know, get things done. She wants to utilize the support that I give her. And, you know, that's what I'm there for. So that is okay, but it is challenging at times, you know. Always receiving messages, always getting questions, always getting homeworks. But that's what I offer. So, you know, they can utilize that, no problem. It's just challenging a little. But then another client, she, like, hardly messages me. She hardly implements homeworks, which, you know, I don't agree with because, you know, you have to be utilizing that at the same time. So that's challenging to get her to, like, actually, like, utilize the program to the best of her ability. So you can look at it, like, in two different ways like that. But it is challenging. But it's so rewarding at the end of the day. Not just by monetary reward, but also by, you know, building those relationships with them, becoming their friend, and building the sustainable, profitable business that I desire. So, you know, you just manage. Client management. So, number 3 is skills required. So, offering services requires specific skills. So, if you don't have expertise in a particular area, it might not be the best option for you. But if you can learn how to develop that skill, then you know, you can definitely overcome this. So, you know, I didn't start as a website designer. I actually failed a digital arts class in high school. Like, that's how bad I was at, like, designing things and, like, figuring out tools and stuff. But look at me now. I'm a website designer for bloggers, and I build out programs, and I design on Canva, ebooks, and workbooks, and I just, you know, I love to design now, but I didn't have that skill before. That was a developed skill. So if you want to become a website designer yourself, for example, then, you know, you can join the Blog Monetization Method program, and it'll teach you literally how to become one. So now that we've explored the pros and cons, let's talk about some tips for making your service offering successful. So, number one, clearly define your services. So make sure your potential clients know exactly what you're offering and what they can expect from working with you. In the Blog Monetization Method program, I teach you how to do this. So I'm going to be teaching you how to create your sales page. We also have some sales page templates within this. So they're going to be designed for you. And I also show you how to communicate your offers in a way. Is that right? I'm going to show you how to communicate your offers in a way that actually makes you sales. And they're going to be very clear to your audience about, you know, the transformation. So what transformation that this offer is going to provide for your audience. Shh. Go play with your toys. Okay, what was I saying? So the Blog Monetization Method program is going to show you how to be super clear on your offers so you can actually sell them to your target audience. You want to set clear expectations. So from the start, be clear about timelines, deliverables, and fees to avoid misunderstandings later on. So what I like to do is I like to set up a kickoff call, and we go over all the expectations that I have for you as my client. And, you know, they will also go over their expectations they have for me as a coach. So I think that's very important. Also, you know, within the contract that you're going to be having them to sign, you're going to state your expectations there as well. So about the timelines, the deliverables, you know, all of that fun stuff. Number three, you want to provide excellent customer service. So make sure that you're responsive to client inquiries and feedback and strive to exceed their expectations. You want to be the best coach or the best service provider so you can get those good reviews and so you can also make yourself feel good. So one time, if I'm going to be honest, I had this client during my pregnancy, and she reached out to me and she wanted her website to be designed and also coaching. However, I was going through so much during my pregnancy. I was planning on moving, so we were packing up to move. And then just like things like kept on happening. So, you know, the move happened, and then my pregnancy, I had a lot of different issues. I had to be in the doctor's literally like every other day to get checkups because I was high risk pregnancy. And then I also had to get some iron infusions and B12 shots. And it was kind of like a nightmare. I always had something going on. So it was really hard to actually sit down and create a website. Also, I was going through, you know, all those hormone changes, and like pregnancy is just really hard. And I'm sure you understand if you're a mom. But, you know, just imagine being 9 months pregnant and moving and doing all of this stuff, and then actually having clients who you have to design websites for. You know, it was hard, but, you know, I ended up working it out with her and getting her website designed and built and getting her coaching completed. But, you know, you always want to just try your best to exceed their expectations so you can get those good reviews for one, and so you can feel good about yourself. Because when I couldn't, you know, do her coaching or design her website, I didn't feel very good about myself. So yeah, that's what I want to say there. Also, market yourself effectively. So use your blog and social media channels to promote your services and showcase your expertise in your field. I'm going to show you in the Blog Monetization Method program how to show, you know, or talk about your services and your coaching or whatever that you have to offer. So I'm going to show you how to create the offer in the first place, and then I'm going to show you how to actually sell it. I'm going to show you how to sell it in automated sales funnels and live launching and in the DMs. So building relationships, telling people about your offer and selling it that way, live launching it. So talking about your offers on social media posts and Instagram stories. I'll show you all of the different strategies that I currently use to make money on my social media. And then I'm going to show you how to create like a whole entire launch plan. And I'm going to show you just every strategy that I use to sell and market your offers effectively. So offering services can be a great way to monetize your blog and build relationships with your clients by clearly defining your services, setting expectations, providing excellent customer service, and marketing yourself effectively. You can make your service offerings a success, and I totally want this for you. That's why I'm offering the Blog Monetization Method program, because I want you to, you know, stop focusing on affiliate marketing and ads solely to try and make money and then disappointing yourself when you realize that you're a year into your blog and you've never even made a dollar. That's just horrible, right? I actually went 2 whole years without making any sort of money on my blog. And it was because I was trying to, you know, just write blog posts, post affiliate links, and pray that something was going to happen for me. And that just wasn't the case. I, you know, as soon as I became a coach and started offering coaching and courses and service providing by website designing, I started making 6 figures in my business. I mean, it was a gradual process to 6 figures, of course, but you get the memo. Like, I started making money. And that's what I want for you. And this is what the Blog Monetization Method program is going to show you how to do. So if you want to join, all you have to do is book a call with me below. If you'd like to talk to me to see if we're a good fit to work together or if you're a good fit for the program. And if you want to learn all of the investment details and such. So book a call below. So here are some more tips for you. Number one, you want to narrow down your niche. Offering services can be more effective if you narrow down your niche and focus on a specific area of expertise. For example, offering general social media coaching. You could specialize in Instagram marketing for small businesses. So be very targeted like that. For me, I am speaking to lady bloggers who want to monetize their blog. So the only coaching program that I'm offering currently is the Blog Monetization Method program. And that is because I want to like narrow it down. So I have the course if you want to start your blog, the Blog Launch Lab. And, you know, my coaching is focused solely on monetizing because this is what I want to be the expert in. Number two, price your services appropriately. Sorry, my baby is like kicking the floor.
Why are you kicking, huh? Why are you kicking the floor? You're going to hurt your feet. You can hit 2 feet.
Okay, so price your services appropriately. Pricing your services can be very tricky. I struggled with this too. But it's important to ensure that you're charging enough to make it worth your time and expertise. Research the market rates for your services and take into account factors such as your experience and qualifications. So you're probably going to price a little lower as a beginner because you want to build up those testimonials and see if you actually can do a good job as a service provider or coach. But pricing will be all covered in the program. I'm just going to be calling it the Blog Monetization Method program. You can just be calling it program from now on. Okay, so number three, you want to create packages or bundles. So to make it easier for clients to understand and choose your services, consider bundling them together into packages or tiers. This can also help you upsell clients to higher priced offerings. So What I offer is I offer strategy sessions. You can book it for $97, just one call with me. Or you can join 3 months blog coaching, or you can join 6 months blog coaching, which also includes custom website design. So you see how I have these like different packages? That's how you want to create your offers. Number four, develop a process. So having clear process in place for working with clients can help ensure that everything runs smoothly and efficiently. This can include a client onboarding process, project management tools, and templates for contracts and proposals.
Oh my lord. You gotta stop kicking everything. Come here. You're gonna hurt yourself. I can't have you hurting yourself. Here you go.
Okay, so what I use is I use a Notion template, and within that, it literally goes over everything. So it has, you know, the process, the steps of everything that we're going to cover. It has the agreement, so the client can, you know, download the contract and then upload it once it's signed. And then it has a different page for, you know, their tasks, for their homeworks. So it has like literally everything that my client needs. It's a simple and streamlined process for them and for me. So number five, prepared to say no. So not every client or project will be a good fit for your services, and that's okay. Be prepared to say no if a potential client's needs don't align with your expertise or values. So I've done so many different discovery calls, and I've ultimately turned down clients because, you know, I know that their personality isn't something that I can work with, unfortunately. So, you know, I'm not going to say that, but you know, you'll know, like when you talk to people on your discovery call, you're going to know if you can actually work with that client or not. You can vibe with them, you know, and if you don't vibe with them, if that mood isn't there, if you don't feel like you can build an actual friendship with them too, then they're probably not the best client for you, and you have to turn them down and say no. And don't be afraid with this, because this is going to open up space for somebody that's actually going to be a good fit for your services. So really think about that. Make sure you are saying no to the projects that you don't want to take on, or the coaching clients that you don't want to take on. Number six, prioritize your blog. While offering services can be a great way to monetize your blog, don't let it take over your time. I said time, but I meant your focus. So while offering service can be a great way to monetize your blog, don't let it take over your entire focus. Make sure you're still dedicating time and energy to creating quality content and growing your audience, because that's the most important, right? So, you know, you don't want to just focus on monetizing your blog. You actually want to focus on building those relationships, growing your blog, like you have other responsibilities, because, you know, when you create the best content, when you're building relationships, when you're doing the necessary work, the foundational work, which I will show you in the Blog Monetization Method program, when you're doing this work, money is going to follow. So don't even worry about the money. Don't make it your entire focus. What we're actually going to focus on is those strategies. What we're actually going to focus on is what to do on a daily basis so you can actually make the money. Because the money is going to follow once you have all of this knowledge, all of this foundations in place. You know what I mean? So remember, offering services is just one of the many ways to monetize your blog. It's important to consider your goals, expertise, and values when deciding whether or not to offer services and which types of services to offer. With the right approach and the mindset, offering services can be a rewarding and lucrative way to monetize your blog and build relationships with your clients and actually build a profitable blogging business the way that you want to.
What are you doing? You yelling?
Here you go. He dropped his toy. He got mad. Okay, so that's kind of like all I have to say to you guys today. This is going to be a 14-day blog monetization He is mad. blog monetization series. So, you know, we're on day 3 today, so stay tuned for day 4, and if you want, you can go back to day 1 and day 2. I have to get off of here, but he's hungry or wants a nap or whatever, so, have a good one. I will see you tomorrow in the next episode. Bye-bye. Yeah, I know. Mama's getting off.